Welcome to I'm Screaming, a podcast for anyone who's ever felt like shamelessly screaming at the top of their lungs over a moment in pop culture.
Because sometimes pop culture can be scary and you just gotta let it out. Let's scream about it together.
Hello, Megan.
Hello, Jessa.
Here we are on this Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to one of my many Valentines. I love you very much.
I love you too. I hate Valentine's Day, but I love you.
I love you too. We are here. Lots has happened. Lots has taken place since 1 week ago.
Yeah.
We're living in a new world.
It's yeah. What a time to be alive.
I can't, it feels like a simulation. Like, it feels like overload. It feels like we're getting so much, like, what possibly could happen.
Oh, right. I mean, we need to add new music to this.
Yeah.
Because that's what we should probably start with.
Let's start there.
It was last week, last Thursday, so the day that we dropped our episode. I mean, two girls gave us two songs that
we love.
Are pretty iconic, I'm not gonna lie.
Extremely.
We talked about this last week, about all the new music coming, but we were like, let me fucking quit my email, because fuck work.
Fuck work, sister.
Sorry to everyone triggered by that Outlook notification sound. I was triggered by it. But... yeah, we talked about this last week, but Maggie Rogers dropped her new single from her new album that's coming out April 8th?
I think you're right.
Fifth. And it's called Don't Forget Me. We heard it when we were in Austin at ACL. She played it. And it's great.
It's so good.
It's great. It's about... getting older, and this is kind of a theme.
It's a theme.
It's about, like, being of a certain age, and all your friends are getting married, and you're just kind of like, okay, I'm still trying to figure my shit out, so, yeah. Like, you do you, but also, like...
just a child.
Don't forget me, right?
Yes.
You know, literally, like this.
Yes.
On my... gagging my... like, me. And then same day, Kacey Musgraves drops her lead single, titular track, Deeper Well.
Oh my God.
Off of her album that's coming out even sooner.
It's like next month, right?
Literally, it's next month. It's March.
Miss Musgraves, she's like, I'm back.
And Kacey said, my Saturn has returned. And I said, I'm sad. I'm sat.
Literally, I'm sat with the invisible theoretical gravity bong. I'm ready. Like, come on, sister.
We are touching grass.
Thank God.
Saying goodbye to people and things that do not serve us.
We said, cut the camera's dead ass on the poet. We're done with him.
Goodbye to the poet. And the aesthetic is sublime.
Yeah.
Sublime.
Okay, sublime. Yes, use of sublime. Love that.
I said it weird. Sublime.
Nope, it's sublime from now on.
Sublime. I need the Saturn Returns sweatshirt.
Oh my God.
Like, the green version is so chic. And yeah, like, Kacey just feels back. It's back to basics. It's back to who she was. I mean, like, I am famously someone who streamed Starcrossed the album.
Yes,
like,
yes.
A lot. But, and there are hits on there.
Absolutely.
Listened to it last week after, on Thursday last week, when she dropped Deeper Well, I listened to Starcrossed and Golden Hour in full.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just excited.
I'm excited.
I mean, that was just the tip of the motherfucking iceberg, as anyone who is online knows.
Wow.
But, like, I felt so blessed and highly favored.
I was so excited.
And then, like, Friday, Noah Kahan drops the rest of the collabs and Forever, which is maybe one of his most devastating songs. I texted Vera this. It's emotional terrorism. Like, absolutely not cool.
Also, like...
They're just coming for us with the feels.
Every single person. Also, I'd like to note that I have never actually streamed a full Brandi Carlile song by herself, but I somehow have 3 Brandi Carlile songs on my featuring songs on my playlist this month. The one with Miley, the one with Hozier, and the right? Yeah, the one with Hozier and the one with Noah. And it basically, like, if Brandi Carlile is on a song, it's going to be amazing, is what I've learned.
A smash, yeah.
Like, of course, she should be at the Grammys every year. Like,
she's kind of an icon.
She's an icon.
She's something of an icon. but yeah, that was just Friday. That was just, like, through Friday, New Music Friday. Yes. We're feeling very blessed. Knew we had Lizzie coming this week. And just... Lots of good new music.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, we can talk about the event that it happened at.
Yes.
Maybe after.
Yeah, yeah.
But of course, we can't not just go straight into
The
Beyoncé of it all.
My life has changed. Like, her mind, her impact, the fact that it's coming out on my birthday, it feels like... faded. If you don't know, you must live under a rock. But Beyoncé is dropping the Faded Act 2 on March 29th, and we already have 2 songs. It's a country album, which, you know, is, of course, now I feel like we can have an inkling of what Act 3 will be, which will most likely, we're saying it here, is probably going to be rock, because it seems as though she's doing, like, a trilogy of music that originally was inspired by many Black artists and, like, reclaiming it, which, like, standing. And 2 songs dropped on Super Bowl Sunday, which were Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages. Meg, what are your feelings?
Yeah, 16 Carriages is, like, one of the best songs ever made.
No, and it's, like, a general consensus. Every single person I've spoken to is like, wait, nerd, this is, like, literally one of her best songs.
No, and I mean, Texas Hold'em is fun as hell.
Yeah.
Like, fun as hell. But, yeah, 16 Carriages, all-timer. All-timer.
It's so
good.
Same
lines. All these songs are about getting older.
Yeah.
And not being ready for it. And it's absolutely just incapacitating me. I can't. I'm emotionally distraught. Yeah, so excited. So excited so soon. I mean, again, just like a wealth, abundance of riches. And like, I'm so excited. It's 16 Carriages I literally listened to, like, on repeat on the LRR all the way into the city the morning after Super Bowl Sunday. And again, just so excited to hear the rest of the album. Miss Tina says it's an amazing project.
Of course.
Works for years.
Yeah.
And so you just know it's going to be quality.
It's going to be amazing. The visuals already, like, people, I mean, anyone who was, like, shook about why she was wearing country things, like, let's think, people. Right. But, like, the looks, of course, have just been, like, so iconic. Like, even just the idea that Pharrell's recent Louis Vuitton show was, like, very cowboy themed, and the, like, now Beyonce's doing a fucking country album, and it's just like, yes, here we are. We have arrived. I'm so excited. Very interested to see, like, the live component of this. Meg and I've agreed, like, we don't give a fuck. Like, we will be sad. Like, we will not miss another Beyonce moment.
No.
There's, like, no way, literally.
We admitted this. Like, this was one of our biggest errors.
Our biggest regrets.
Was not going to Renaissance. Should have bought those tickets while we were wine drunk.
Yeah, we should have.
Sauced on the Sunday and just gone and accepted the consequences.
Yeah.
But yes, we will be probably in Vegas at the Sphere.
Yes, we will. But we will be there. Don't you fucking worry.
I mean, it's just it. You know, obviously, if people are watching the Super Bowl, which we'll talk about the Super Bowl in general, but. The Verizon commercial, there had been hints, like, Beyonce is going to be in the Verizon commercial. Tony Hale from Veep.
Yes.
Was in all the teasers, very much referencing Beyonce, referencing, you know, her breaking the internet in some way. So there were hints that, like, maybe something like this would happen, but it was a great commercial. I thought it was really funny.
Beyonce giving acting. How much money? How much did they pay that woman?
Apparently $30 million. That's what I texted you, right?
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, my God.
No, apparently $30 million. Yeah.
Holy shit.
I mean, listen, the brand being associated with Beyonce is massive.
Yeah.
I mean, not that Verizon needs that, but, you know, more brand awareness. Like, everyone
absolutely
knows Verizon, but there's always more you could do for your brand equity.
Crazy.
But yeah, apparently, like, 30 million for Beyonce and only, like, you know, only, I say, but however long it was like 50, like, it was less to put on the commercial than it was to have Beyonce in it.
Yeah.
So yeah, just like all these ways she's breaking the internet, she's giving Goofy, she's giving, and then Tony Hale as her, like, Gary from Veep.
Yeah.
People watch Veep. And then, yeah, it's like, ends, okay, drop the new music, and we're all scrambling, the internet is broken, and everyone is like, oh my gosh, where'd we go, Beyonce, tell us where to go. And then she posts the teaser, which is so funny, and leads us to the two singles will be dropping tonight.
Yeah.
First they dropped on Tidal, because she's loyal to her man.
Literally.
And then finally they were out on Spotify, and I listened like this in bed, just tears in my eyes, listening to 16 Carriages. It was a moment, but I'm so excited. Yeah. I mean, just again, another album to add to the list.
I mean,
of
the Grammys next year is gonna be a fucking bloodbath. Even with just like Taylor, B, Ari, Casey alone. If LG7 comes out this year,
it's going to.
I mean, like, what the fuck are we gonna do?
And Harry, and apparently Katy Perry.
I'm sad.
And I mean, listen.
I'm sad for Catherine. I'm sorry.
It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy that like no one said, you know what? Let me move.
Right.
Including this young lady who is a sister of the podcast, Lizzie McAlpine, who dropped her brand new single, Older.
Yes.
Once again, a song about getting old and not being okay with it.
That one was sad.
And it's very sad, and it's fine. Like, it's kind of boring, but, like,
yeah.
We love you, Lizzie. Like,
yeah. My sister, I'll stream.
I'm sad, and I'm here for the album. But the album is coming out the same day, I think the same day as Maggie's.
Yeah.
And, or maybe Maggie's the week after, but still. I'm just like, did Lizzie not see everything that happened and not think?
Maybe.
Maybe I should move this. Listen, a lot of them aren't in the same league, aren't in the same, like,
yeah,
category, like, all of it. But it is just, it feels like a lot.
Oh, and today, Yes And featuring Mariah Carey was announced.
Fucking spare me that, please.
I didn't need that.
I'm done with that shit. I said, Dua Lipa, the train has left the fucking station. Training season, over before it started.
Yeah.
Over before it started. It's still not out.
She should have released it on Grammys, or on,
It makes...
Yeah,
no,
Grammys
yes, on
night.
Grammys night, Grammys when she night. Performed it. I don't understand. And I mean, she's doing this collab I saw with Barry's Bootcamp.
Yeah.
Where it's like a Dua Lipa themed class, and you can get the training season shake. And love that.
Love
that brand integration. Like, love that partnership. But, like, could have been done.
Drop the
January.
Song. Drop the song.
It's
people.
Exhausting.
You know what people need to do? Take a marketing class from our sister Hailey Bieber. That's what people need to do. Tease things properly and then drop them in a timely manner.
Well, this is how I feel about Griff. I'm like, Griff, sister.
Yeah,
like, I already know that this song is going to be a favorite. Please drop it. It's not coming out until, like, end of Feb. Same with Charlie. Come on.
Charlie. It's feeling...
Von Dutch. It's feeling tired already.
Already. Drop the song, Charlie. Drop the song. Yeah, these publicists and managers are not communicating, and it's showing, but, you know, I'm gonna keep streaming.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just, it's a lot. Again, I'm feeling very overwhelmed, very emotionally manipulated.
Absolutely.
And just, yeah, that's the music recap, I suppose. I mean, it's, there's so much. I feel like I'm constantly shuffling all of them and just, like, going back and forth and back and forth.
I know. It's like, how... Are we good? First of all, it feels like 2021, where I'm like, or 2022, whatever, 2021, where it's like all these concerts are about to happen. I'm just going to spend so much money on merch and concerts, which, like, fine. But then how can I possibly be off book for all of these? Like, there's too many. I can't. You know I'm bad with lyrics. Oh, my God. I know. Oh, my God.
I know. Good luck with that. I'm not bad with lyrics.
Yeah, I know. You're going to be fine. I will have issues, but I'll get it together.
We'll get you there. We'll get you there. I mean, you need to be stay on your Hozier Zoom for July, so.
I know. he's been added to both Feb and January playlist, so I am staying on my Zoom with him.
Good.
I'm so excited for that concert. Okay. Moving to other things.
Yeah. Should we talk about the Super Bowl or no?
Yeah, let's go into that. Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah. Because we already kind of referenced it. What do you think of the Super Bowl, Giselle? You watched the whole thing.
I did, and it was very fun texting you the whole time, my queen. I thought it was enjoyable. The game was, you know, got really exciting at the end. It was a great game. Yeah. The narrative won, like, the Chiefs won. So, like, the whole thing took over. Can I say, they didn't show her as much as I thought they were going to show her, which I...
They never show her that much, is the thing.
Oh, okay. I've never watched a game.
I will fully stand on fucking business, just all they never show her that much.
So people are just fucking dramatic.
Men hate women is what the tea is.
Icy Spice is making an appearance.
Icy Spice? No, like, when she arrived at the game and I saw Icy Spice was there and I texted you and I was like, just a sidebar and just an interruption of the current conversation to let you know that Icy Spice is at the Super Bowl. And my sister, Icy Spice, did not know a lick of what was going on and had to have it explained to her the entire time.
I loved
it. It was hysterical.
So funny.
And also she's, like, posing for the camera. Like, she always knows her angles.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Blake was there. Fucking Kelly. I like calling her Keely, but I know her name is Kelly.
It's Kelly.
Kelly Teller was there. Fucking this other woman, blonde woman with short hair who I didn't know who she was.
Ashley Avignone, which I just learned how to say her name based on she did this video where she was like, "Hi, I'm Ashley Avignone and I'm here with this brand." She's been in the circle for a long time, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a long time. And she is she's like a fashion girly.
Okay.
She was on the Rachel Zoe project.
Oh, wow. OG.
Yeah, and she's like a stylist. So honestly, we were speculating because I thought Taylor looked decent at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Definitely an improvement from the Grammys.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, like, maybe she helped style her when they're at the football games.
So. I mean, the game in general, fun, you know, like, before we get on to Usher, just, like, one last thing about the Taylor Swift of it all, like, we all know that it's going to be, like, shoved down our throats, which is, like, fine. I've become accustomed to it. Taylor Swift, like, finding
that's
me.
Taylor,
fucking, literally!
That's Taylor
literally.
Swift being shoved down your throat right there.
But you will listen and will love me. The NFL official account posting the little, like, her and Travis.
They've been doing that. It's so corny as fuck.
I literally was like, wow. Like, imagine, which is fine. They've chosen to, like, live a life of fame and have no privacy. But I'm like, it's fucking crazy. Like, just their full conversation just in the fucking online like this. Wild.
Yeah, I mean, I know it is, and people were like, "Oh my God, why was she mic'd up?" Like, she wasn't mic'd up.
He was
mic'd up.
Yes,
and that happens. Like, players, certain players and coaches are mic'd up every week in the NFL. Like, they, you know, and it's like, oh, like there's usually clips.
Right.
And it's usually funny because you, like, get to hear them behind the scenes chit chatting, whatever. But yeah, clearly he was mic'd up for a reason.
Yeah.
And
obviously Tree said yes. They could
post it. as the you know. One of the best players on the team. Like, he was going to be mic'd up for the Super Bowl, like, regardless of if Taylor Swift was there or not. But yeah, no, it's a bit corny. I mean,
and then he yelled at the coach.
Yeah. I mean, people are so annoying. Sorry. Like, they do that. They all do that. Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't condone violence, but, like, they get in each other's faces all the time.
Yeah.
Like, not just on the Chiefs, on every team in the NFL.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm hearing that, like, he apologized on his podcast because I think
Also, I think the coach was like, I was caught off balance. Like, it's fine.
Like, yeah, he didn't, like, intentionally, like, push him or whatever. But I don't know. I don't know why I'm, like, defending him. Like, I sound like I'm defending him. I'm just saying, like, these are football players. Like, they get in each other's faces. Yeah. They, you know, whatever. So they get passionate in the heat of the moment, blah, blah, blah. But, like, of course, you know, it's turned into this narrative of, like, oh, my God, he's violent and whatever. But, yeah, they're out of the club. Chainsmokers, Marshmallow, Post Malone.
Fucking Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. Machine Gun Kelly and
Megan Fox. Oh, God. Megan, what is happening?
Sister? I thought we gave him up, but apparently we have not.
She looks... I'm so sorry. She looks horrible.
Terrible. Like,
why? Why? But yeah, I don't know. The Swifties on my timeline are just so embarrassing because it's like, they're like, oh my God, look at her. Like, she's just enjoying herself, like, without the, she's just being herself and enjoying herself without the pressure. Like, she's just out at the club with her friends. And I'm like, but yet you are retweeting and quote tweeting videos of every angle. Like, she's not acting normal.
Right.
She knows there are cameras on her. It's just like, again, we got into it last week, and I got over it a little bit later in the week, and then, you know, like, it is what it is. It's going to be, and of course, you know, there's, like, you know, Beyonce announced something during the Super Bowl, like, oh, like,
yeah.
It's like, okay, it's not the same thing, but okay, right, sure, literally. Whatever, like, sure, it's not the same thing, but,
yeah.
Anyway, I think Ice Spice, in general, was there because, of course, she's friends with Taylor, but she was in a Super Bowl commercial, which was a terrible commercial.
Yeah.
So I assume Taylor was just kind of like, come sit with me in my box. Lana Del Rey was there, eventually ended up in the box, got rocked at the end of the game. Did you see that clip?
No.
When they started celebrating.
Oh, yes, 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 and she fell.
Lana got like fucking bonked. It's like, everyone was like, she needs to stop hanging out with Taylor. She's catching strays left and right.
Literally. The Usher halftime performance.
The Usher halftime performance. Slay.
Slay. Chaotix. A big chaotic slay.
Yeah, the first half, very chaotic. Once he got on the stage.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Agreed.
Like, it was just, like, it was cool that he was on the field, I think. But I think what he was going for was this, like, Vegas, acrobats, circus, Disole situation, like these guys getting this guy got shot out of whatever, and it's like, cool, but we couldn't really get that scale,
right?
Because it was so in on him. So I go more with like camera angles for that, like,
yeah,
you know, as like a negative there. I think it aged really well for me overnight.
Agreed. Seeing it again,
again the next day. But that also has to do with the fact that they're trying to
rewrite history.
Mandela effect us, yeah. And rewrite history. And I said this, I said this to you before the comparison came out online. I was like, either the Alicia Keys note, opening note, which was completely off key,
yeah,
wasn't as bad as I remember, or they edited this.
And
I did say they definitely edited it because I could hear Usher's voice much louder. Probably used a rehearsal track.
Yeah.
But they completely edited out the bad note from Alicia Keys. And I guess some people still use DVR because immediately it was back online with the false note. Because everyone was like, they are trying to Mandela affect us. Does this not scare you?
Literally. Like, nothing. I mean, yeah. We will. Alicia, you can't get away with anything, sister. You wear makeup and that note was bad. but... Yeah, I thought her was amazing. Loved that.
Oh my God, so fun.
The best part of it, though, was Luda.
Luda.
Bring and Luda back. I mean,
did you see Lil Jon was the music director for the whole thing?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I saw an article, a Rolling Stone article last night, and he was like, it was just so cool to do it. And it makes sense. Like,
yeah.
The orchestra, I mean, I love that when it's like, it's live and you change the production in this tiny way that makes it feel so much more kind of epic.
Agreed.
Like on Oh My God and, and yeah, obviously, and like Love in This Club.
Yeah.
So I could definitely see like touches there that are just like really cool. But yeah, when Luda came out, it was like, come on.
I know. It was so good. We were sad that Justin didn't make an appearance. Justin, what the fuck?
Yeah, but it does make sense. Like, it does make sense at the end of the day, because, like, it's not an Usher song.
Yeah.
It's a Justin Bieber song. And he does have such limited time. I used to think the Super Bowl halftime show was a lot longer than it
right,
was.
Right, it kind of speeds by.
But it's only, like, normally, like, I feel like it's an average of, like, 11, 12, 13 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so to give even 30 seconds to a Justin Bieber song when Usher has such a vast discography.
Hits.
It does make sense. But yeah, I was wondering if Justin, you know, has anxiety like all the girlies.
Performance
anxiety.
They all do.
He can't do it anymore.
I mean, I'm worried for
He doesn't want to do it. He wants to go home.
I'm worried for Lizzie McAlpine. He can't handle the pressure. I don't think we're ever going to see her live. Even like her note from that
We
song.
Did see her live though.
Oh yeah. Ah, duh. I mean, her concert. That note she wrote, she's like, this gave me a lot of anxiety finishing this album.
Of course.
I'm like, Lizzie.
Of course it did.
But yeah, so Usher, hot, chaotic, but like, yeah. I think a solid Super Bowl performance. Like, definitely one, like a one that was good.
I think like a BB+.
Agreed. Maybe. Agreed.
Yeah.
Absolutely agreed. Yeah. Good for you. Good for you, Usher.
Good for you, Usher. And he got married.
I did see that, yeah.
He eloped in Vegas.
Come on.
I mean, he's just so gorgeous. Yeah. Like, it's unsettling,
his little,
actually.
Like, ticking thing he was doing.
I guess a lot of people thought that Will.i.am was Kanye.
That was Kanye?
No, it wasn't. It was Will.i.am.
Oh, okay. That's what I was like.
A lot of people thought Will.i.am was Kanye.
It didn't look like Will.i.am.
And he was wearing the mask,
yeah.
So it's just kind of like, what? But I knew it was Will.i.am because I was doing my Usher, you know, thought
right.
leadership earlier in the day, and I was like, oh, right, Will I Am produced, oh my God.
Which is a smash.
So,
ooh,
yeah.
Ooh. So many hits, honestly.
No.
Love in This Club is such a good song. I forget.
It's so good. And it was only in it for, like, such a
yeah.
short moment in time. And then he's, like, rollerblading. Honestly, like, you go, Usher.
You go, Glenn Coco. Killed it. Killed it, actually.
But, yeah. And then, like you said, the game definitely was a grower.
Yeah.
But it ended very cinematically. The only way it would end more cinematically if it was Travis Kelce who caught the winning touchdown.
Yes.
But that would have been too obvious, and then I would have actually believed it was rigged.
Right. Like, that, the overtime, all of it, like, the only thing is, because, you know, I listen to our lovely other podcast that I listen to, Who Weekly, and they've been talking about, like, Christian McCaffrey and Olivia Culpo, and Olivia Culpo didn't get one bit of screen time. No. Like, sucks to be Olivia Culpo.
No. I mean, I like her.
Yeah.
I just think she's not
famously like, dated
at the
Nick Jonas.
Super Bowl, like, you saw Ariana and Cynthia Erivo were there.
Gaga.
Haley and Justin, Gaga. Like, there's so many celebs to show. But yeah, I do think she should have gotten a look when Christian scored his touchdown, which should have been called back.
Yeah.
For a legal man downfield, but we digress.
And we got the Wicked trailer.
The Wicked trailer, yes. We got to talk about the Wicked trailer. Okay. Elphaba. I didn't know I was on Zoom with Elphaba.
I mean, sister. I'm excited.
Yeah,
it just feels like a thing that's made in a lab for people like us. So
absolutely.
Therefore, we will be sat. And
we'll be sat. Of course we'll be sat.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. The press tour, I can't wait.
I'm excited, too. I know some people were getting their hopes up because there was no language suggesting this was part one on this trailer. And it did seem like a holistic trailer because, like, you see Dorothy in it. And there's just some scenes where, like, you think they're definitely from the second act.
Yeah.
And so people were like, oh, my God, maybe they decided to just make it one movie. Yay. But, you know, a studio would never
not.
Give up money like that. Like, they want the money. But it is going to be interesting because it's like, okay, have you seen Wicked?
Yes. A long time ago.
So, like, anyone who's seen Wicked, and, like, this is not really a spoiler because, like, whatever.
Wicked.
Act one ends with Defying Gravity.
Yeah.
And so if they're going traditional with the way the first part's going to end, like, we're really all going to leave the theater in November after seeing Defying Gravity and then wait a year, a full year.
A year! It's crazy.
It seems crazy, and famously, you know, the narrative around Wicked in the Broadway community is that obviously Act One is stronger than Act Two.
Yeah.
In terms of songs, just the hits, a lot of the hits. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I love No Good Deed.
Yeah.
And you know, As Long As You're Mine and whatever. But yeah, that's the general consensus about Wicked. So we'll see what kind of songs and things they add to kind of get us excited for part two.
I know, we will
in November 2025.
I can't believe we'll still be here doing this podcast.
We'll still be here doing this fucking podcast. Hopefully,
yeah.
The world hasn't fucking ended.
But yeah, Super Bowl had some hits and some misses, but
we have to talk about the Dunkin' commercial, which I thought was art.
Yes.
Like genuinely art. Like Ben Affleck, icon. I'm sorry. If you can laugh at yourself like that.
We love.
But also, he's making millions of
dollars. I was going to say, like, that deal he's made, like, smart.
Yeah.
Smart. J-Lo.
And then, like, Matt Damon in it and Tom Brady. Just funny. Just so funny.
J-Lo.
And then there was, like, right? J-Lo. I know. Yeah, J-Lo in it. Yeah.
Crazy.
Her movie comes out, I think, on Friday or something. There's been a lot of quotes coming out of that Variety article interview that she did about it. Specifically about, have you seen about Io?
Oh, no.
She basically, J-Lo came out and said that Io came to her in her dressing room at SNL with tears in her eyes and apologized profusely and said she felt so bad. And it was like, and I forgave her and blah, blah, all this stuff. And everyone's like, this, like, definitely never happened. She's just, like, making her pay for it, basically. You know?
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
Oh, Io. But I mean, literally, Io, just one of us, truly.
Just one of us. Yeah, I mean, and then, of course, the Tina Fey of it all on Las Culturistas last week. I think feel like we have to talk about this. About how she kind of told Bowen off for giving a bad review of Saltburn on the podcast because he no longer has that privilege.
Right.
Because authenticity is expensive.
They said it. I don't know if you listened today, but they said it like 10 times on the podcast.
No, I haven't listened. But Io commented on, like, the comments by celebs that post about it or whatever. But also, this is the whole thing about people and why we are doomed as a society, because people cannot get a joke, cannot get things, because they went after Tina Fey for, like, being mean about Emerald Fennel and whatever. And it's like, that's what she's saying. That's literally what she's saying.
Right.
Like, you're proving her point, and people are just need to touch grass
people
so badly.
It's the theme. So the theme of the year. Touch grass. Touch grass.
But yeah, I mean, there was some Jesus commercials on the Super Bowl with lots of feet. Deadpool 2 or Deadpool 3, sorry.
Yeah, yes. That he is coming.
Starring Matthew McFadden, which I love. I will be sat for that. And yeah, that's the NFL season finito.
Until the next time.
Yeah, I mean, you have a year until you have to watch another football game.
So. True.
Well, I unfortunately have a lot less time before I'm, you know,
sat again
with the Giants again.
Oh, I know. We're manifesting happiness and greatness for them next year. This year.
We'll see. We'll see.
Well, speaking of things we've maybe manifested that I don't even know if I manifested, we manifested this, but I'm happy it happened. Fantastic Four cast, well, main four was announced. And I think we knew Pedro before we knew the rest of them.
We knew all four of these for the internet has known this for months. They just officially announced it.
Got it.
Today. With quite a cute little graphic.
Love a graphic.
Little happy Valentine's Day from our family to yours. So it's Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Joseph, what's his name, Morgan? No. Joseph,
Quinn. Yes.
And Eben, Moss Barak.
Yes.
From
The Bear.
And Girls fame. This was like leaked, I think, a few months ago, and then it was like, oh, nothing's final, blah blah blah. But basically, that was the final cast. How do you feel about it, Giselle?
I feel like Pedro Pascal is making so much fucking money. The first thing I feel. I think this is fine. I like Pedro. I mean, obviously, I love Pedro Pascal, so thrilled to have him on my screen. I do believe he's a movie star, so like more movie stars in these movies. Vanessa Kirby, really loved her when I watched The Crown. I think she was one of the best parts of it, other than Claire Foy and Matt Smith. So, you know, the three leads. But she was great. So excited to see her. I think she gives a very Emily Blunt energy without it being Emily Blunt. So, like, I think that that casting makes a lot of sense. The Quinn guy was in Stranger Things, right? That's him?
Yes, he was Eddie in the new
And we loved him. I loved him in that.
Yeah, he was great. Everyone on the internet's being mean because they're saying that Johnny Storm has to be hot. And who says that Joseph Quinn isn't hot?
Yeah, the way that the girlies are going to fucking fall in love with him in about
2 months. Absolutely, because he's going to be really good and charming in the role, I bet you.
Yes. I have no fear that they'll fall in love with him, so that's going to be fine. And then I like the guy from The Bear. He seems to be...
I mean, we're not going to see him, his face.
Right.
Like, he's just going to be CGI.
Get the animation correct, Disney.
Yeah.
Literally.
But yeah, I don't know. It's so it's Matt Shakman, who did WandaVision, is directing.
Oh, thank God. That feels good.
So I think it could work.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, I saw a tweet and it was like, congrats to the last four people to board the Titanic, which...
Yeah.
Funny. Ha ha ha. Very funny. But I don't know. The vibe of it to me is that it's giving like period piece. It's giving like maybe it'll be set in like 60s.
Yeah.
Which is like when the Fantastic Four, I believe, like debuted. So we'll see. We'll see like what they come up with. I mean,
we need something fresh. Like,
it's like, you know, the Marvels has been on Disney Plus for a week and we still haven't watched it. Like, we're very much in our, like, not anti-Marvel era, but we're, like, very hands-off.
Yeah.
We're taking a backseat. Something needs to be excellent to kind of reel us back in. This could be it. Comes out the day after my birthday next year.
Okay!
A
treat for Megan. Hopefully.
We'll see.
Hopefully.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is like the first interesting thing I feel like that's happened in a while.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if you saw the Madam Web reviews.
I haven't seen the reviews.
Oh, Giselle.
I don't know if I don't. Oh, what is Dakota? What's happening for her?
I need to find a pull quote for you. Let's see if I can find it. There was one I just saw recently. Madam Web is a wretched experience at the movies.
Not wretched.
From its nauseating editing to its awful script to some of the worst performances of the year, Sony has delivered a comic book movie that spits in the face of all comic book fans and viewers alike. Talk about wasted potential.
Yikes. The way that our world is... I mean, the movie's probably really bad, but like the way that our world is so fickle, like we said, fuck superheroes, we're done! Which, like, the world is falling apart, so I get it. But, like, fuck superheroes. We're done.
Literally. Superheroes found dead. But now, you know, these four, like, great actors, too. So I really hope the Fantastic Four project is good. Because, like...
I know.
You don't want to sign yourself up for something that's just going to be terrible. You know what I
mean?
And
Pedro has...
And keep yourself from doing, like... Obviously, this is, like, a lot of film... critics and you know,
yeah,
fanatics complaint about Marvel is that they contract these actors for all these movies and they have to be on call and they can't do more interesting things and blah blah blah, but it's like, if it is an interesting project,
yeah, you know. And I feel like Pedro has done a good job in the last few projects of like doing big franchisey big budget things that like are still quality, other than I guess The Mandalorian's bad now, but originally, it wasn't bad, and The Last of Us was very good. what was the other thing? Wasn't there a third thing he was in that I'm forgetting right now?
When?
Oh, Game of Thrones. He was in Game of Thrones for, like, a season. But, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was, like,
a long time ago.
10-plus years ago.
Narcos, a long time ago. But I feel like he's done a lot of, like, big franchise projects, but, like, he's always come out of them being, like, oh, well, Pedro Pascal is a great actor. So, like, I still hope that, like, with this, people are coming out of being like, Pedro Pascal is still a really great actor.
Yeah, no, he's done some short films. He's going to be in Gladiator 2, which Joseph Quinn is also in, which is Paul Mescal as well.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, he's just working. He's just a 48-year-old teenage boy.
He really is a 48-year-old teenage
working
boy.
Working his ass off. But, you know, like, his career hit late.
Yeah.
You know, like, Game of Thrones was his first kind of
big thing.
Really,
yeah.
Big thing. I mean, not really. Like, obviously there was Narcos and whatever. But, like, it was the thing that made him more recognizable to people, I think. But yeah. I'm happy for him. And I mean, like, that's the thing. It's like, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
One thing that they... Why not? Don't. ACOTAR. we had some conflicting headlines, news this week. If you guys don't know, then you don't listen to this podcast. We read ACOTAR. And they're supposedly... were the rights with Hulu. Hulu had the rights to the ACOTAR movie series. I'm not sure which one. But then we got a headline that it was canceled, revoking the rights. But
right, which, like, wasn't surprising to me. Revoking the, like, it was canceled but wasn't moving elsewhere.
Oh, okay.
Like basically that, like, I'm sure there was some sort of, like, something written into the contract that, like, if it didn't work out, like, it can't go anywhere else.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I remember maybe like 6 months ago at this point, Sarah J. Maas was doing some sort of interview, which I don't think she really does a lot.
Yeah.
And I think people got the feeling from her that it wasn't going well.
Yeah.
In terms of writing the scripts, production, all this kind of stuff. So when I saw that headline the other day, I was not surprised at all that, like, canceled.
Not shocking. It wasn't shocking to me, but I was just like, wow, I feel like at the height of fame and popularity, it's like, get it going kaput, you know?
Right. Absolutely. But famously, I mean, like, we both think that it shouldn't be at Hulu.
No, it should definitely go to HBO.
I mean, like, HBO or, I mean, even Netflix, they're, you know, they've done more big, you know, budget kind of blockbusters than Hulu has.
Yeah.
Not to, you know, shit on Hulu, but
yeah, Hulu's, no, I mean, I definitely feel like it feels like a very ambitious project, so, like, I think that until they can do it correctly, then, like, they should just not do it, but very interested to see what happens, or if, like, any of her other projects are getting licensed or anything like that.
I mean, yeah, it's, I mean, a Throne of Glass feels very ambitious, even more ambitious than ACOTAR, despite the fact that I haven't read them. There's a lot more books. And then, you know, I don't know. We haven't read Crescent City yet, so we don't know what the vibe is with that. But yeah, apparently it's not scrapped. We'll see. I'm intrigued to see how this all goes.
Yes.
I mean, like... The TV adaptation was first announced in 2021, and it was Outlander's showrunner, or producer or something, as a showrunner. So, but also Sarah J. Maas has deleted the post, being, like, so excited to announce. So it's dark.
Yeah, very.
It's like, will it maybe, like, move forward without her? T. Like, she'll probably still get paid, but, like, you know,
yeah.
Irreconcilable differences, like, with Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Definitely.
We'll see.
Crazy. Yeah.
When are you getting back on your Throne of Glass Zoom?
I've started. I'm back on it. So hopefully it'll be done in the next few months, I feel.
That's exciting.
I know.
And we have a final little thing on our list here.
Yes. She is coming.
She is coming, Bridgerton. I mean, we got a little sneak peek clip today, I think probably for Valentine's Day.
It's coming in March or something? Or later?
May.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm annoyed because what is keeping them from putting it out earlier? I'm sure there's other stuff on the docket for Netflix, but also the two parts thing for something like Bridgerton feels silly to me.
Yeah, agreed.
Let us binge it. It's what it's made for. It's what it's meant for. I don't know. It's just, like, less stakes than, like, a Stranger Things. I liked the split with Stranger Things. It gave me, like, from last season, and I know you hadn't started watching Stranger Things until it was all out, But it was like five of the episodes or something, and then two of them were saved for 4th of July weekend or something. And like, I don't know, it just gave me time to digest what had happened.
Yeah.
And then it made it so much more rewarding seeing the last few. So, I don't know, I don't feel great about it. But this is famously, one of people's favorites.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how they do it on screen. I feel like people have not been as excited, but it looks good to me. I didn't read the book,
The Bridgerton stans are definitely excited. They're just annoyed that it's taking so long.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how it, like, pans out with the rest of them, since there's, like, a million. But...
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're going to be seeing Gregory's story, to be honest.
Yeah, they'll probably get rid of it.
I haven't even read his book. It's, like, he's the... Oh, wait, no. Yes, he's the last one. And I never finished the series. It was one left.
Yeah.
Sorry to Gregory.
I mean, Queen Charlotte was good, so I feel excited about what they have.
They're definitely going to keep doing, like, spinoffs like that, I think.
I love that. Give Shonda more money.
You know, you could create, like, this whole cinematic universe, but people are just, like, our attention spans are short.
Totally, totally.
And we have, you know, a lack of patience. I think something that The Bear is doing really right is that they're filming right now, or about to start filming, and the new season's going to come out in June. And they've been doing every June.
So, more people should get on that schedule.
You know, like, let's do that. Let's be consistent. But again, then actors sign on to projects like Fantastic Four and you're fucked.
Literally. Crazy. Much is up in the air.
Much is up in the air, but we have a lot to look forward to. Next week, Avatar The Last Airbender.
I'm very excited.
And you need to get on your Mr. and Mrs. Smith Zoom and your one day Zoom.
I will. I know. One day I don't want to cry. So I don't know when I can tackle that.
Well, if you don't want to cry, then you should never watch it.
Yeah. I do want to watch it, but I need to be prepared to cry. But I will get on the one day Zoom eventually.
Yeah. And I don't know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith might get a second season, so.
Yes, I have started that. It's very good.
Yeah.
But that is all she wrote, everyone. Another week in the drain, down the drain. I don't know what the right analogy is. Exciting things happen, much up in the air. We will be back next week, as always, with the news.
The news.
And we love you all very deeply. Thank you for listening. But most importantly, love you, Meg.
Love you, G.